This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Olsher.
Alrighty, welcome here to the rant on Reinvention Radio. We got some ranting to do, don't we? Ladies and gentlemen. Lady and gentlemen. Ooh, that's going to be lady. That's Mary Goulet. Lady and gentlemen. Well, that's...
You guys are giving yourself
lady
way too much
tramps.
Credit.
Lady and dude. Yeah, I mean, that's a little presumptuous to say gentlemen. I've always kind of wondered about that when you talk about, like, ladies and gentlemen. That's being really, really presumptuous to open any sort of, like, speech or anything like that, because you don't know who's in the audience. Speaking of not knowing who's in the audience, so a couple of really interesting things going on, not the least of which are a lot of really shitty things that are going on. So we haven't spoken in a little bit here, and during that time, let's just say that evil came out of the woodwork once again there and reared its ugly head. I don't think we've talked about what happened in France. Did you? It was bad enough. I remember we talked about this. I mean, I want to say about a year ago at that Charlie Hebdo thingy when they did that. I mean, but this, that was like nothing. What this guy did, I mean, they blew through in Nice. And I guess basically, what is it? Bastille Day is sort of like...
Independence Day?
Is that like our July 4th?
Independence.
So imagine everybody's down at Pacific Beach watching the fireworks deal, and somebody decides to drive a truck through the crowd.
Yeah, and actually people were like seriously afraid that there would be something here, so maybe that was like, I don't know, I think those guys, those radical Islamic terrorists, I think they're a lot smarter than we give them credit for, because, I mean, really, who saw that coming? I mean, I would see something happening here, like I fully expected some dumbass somebody or another is going to do something really, really stupid here on July 4th, nothing happened, and then they did it
there,
in East France.
July 4th. Okay, so what I don't know, why don't they do the easy pickings like a football game or the Padres? Or
I always hate when we have these conversations. 100,000 people.
Well,
we're giving them ideas.
Well, oh, like they can't think that up.
Well,
I don't even think like a terrorist, and that one's pretty obvious.
I mean, come on, dude. It's like, and I got to tell you, I didn't even really, I have
Disneyland.
I have to agree with you a little bit, Rich, right? Because, and frankly, if I'm going to do Disneyland, I'm going to go into that castle, and I'm blowing myself up. Like, I'm taking the castle with me. If I'm going down, I'm taking the castle with me. But here's the thing, is like, when you think about these guys sitting around and are giving them ideas, I think there's something to that. Because, like, I didn't think about a plane being basically like a missile. Like, if you flew a plane into a building, I didn't think about it in terms of, like, the mass destruction it would do. And now I'd look at cars and I go, Jesus, that car is flying down. If I stood in front of that car, I'd be completely decimated. But I remember before 9/11, someone actually had said something like that. And you're right, man. It's like, are we giving these fuckers some ideas? I don't know. You weighed your jumping out of your chair.
Well, I was just going to say at a, I believe it is G8 conference in like 1999, they had a big security thing because they set up anti-aircraft missiles, because back then they were talking about, what about them stealing an airplane and flying it into like the G8 conference?
Yeah, and
so,
sure enough.
So none of this is new. And keep in mind this, they can use anything. Mm-hmm. So are we going to ban trucks? It's the deal is you got to get to the motivation. You got to get to like this, the news that's come out about
smart,
this guy in
You're smart. You think you think you're like, it's like weeds versus like, yeah.
Well, the guy in France,
yeah.
Okay, was a broke drug addict, wife abuser, failure.
Hey, that's my uncle. Don't talk about my
that
family.
Suddenly had like $100,000 to send his family back home.
What?
Right? Like a week before, he sent a bunch of money back home to his parents and such. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this fundamentally looks to me, ISIS and these groups go, who's disaffected?
So who's funded? But where is that $100,000 coming? That's not exactly pocket change. I mean, this stuff is not cheap.
ISIS has oil wells. And B, the Saudis, as is coming out more and more, funneling tons of money into these people. Money's not a problem.
Jesus. So, that, I mean, that's the thing. It's like I always wonder about, like, if you go and you steal, like, this big, huge diamond, or, you know, you steal, like, this Renoir. Or this, it's like, you know, I just stole this $30 million painting. great.
Who's going to
what are you going to do with
how
it?
How the fuck do you do with this? Hey, Rich. It's like, yeah, I mean, so they are actually getting funded then. So.
Oh, there's tons of money out there. Well, keep this in mind. I think people forget this. Do you know what ISIS's stated goal is?
Destruction of all that is not Islam, I would think.
No, create a war in the Middle East in their holy book, just like we've got the apocalypse. The deal is the forces of Rome enter Syria and meet the Islamic Caliphate, and that brings the end of the world and the glorious thing. So their whole intention is to make the West hate Muslims enough to invade the Middle East to create the end of the world. That is ISIS's stated goal.
Where do you live in your head? How would you know that?
You just got to read.
Totally impressive.
So it's out there. So you just got to read.
So like if you go into the offices of ISIS, like they have a mission statement like up on the wall.
Armageddon. That's Armageddon's goal one.
They're basically just trying to get us to question everything, right?
What they're trying to do is provoke a fight that leads to an invasion that in their holy book they win, right? So cool. Bring it on, right?
Because they think we're going to drop the bomb and end the world.
Well,
but doesn't that end their world? Like, I don't. Why is that beneficial? They're willing to die for the cause.
Look at all the Christians that are trying to push for an apocalypse, right?
Wait, Mary, is that true?
I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's Catholic.
I'm Catholic. Oh, right. I'm a Catholic Christian.
I always wonder that. Like, what's the difference between, like, Protestant and like, you know, all the, like, the different...
Like, five less books out of the Bible?
Is it, like, one head, like, one has Jesus with, like, an eyebrow that's kind of, like, slightly raised, and that's, like, a Protestant, and then, like, a Mormon is just, like... Oh, I guess Mormon, actually, they don't even believe in Jesus, right? That's, like, a whole... No, I don't know.
Latter-day Saints?
That's whatever that was, the Jehovah thing. All right, but...
It's different books. But just to finish up about ISIS.
We digress.
So the point is...
All the time.
What they're wanting to do now is get the Western civilization to attack their local Islamic communities to drive a wedge between them to get the local Islamic communities to join with ISIS to try to get the West to invade the Middle East.
That's crazy.
So it seems to be working.
That's their plan. Oh, yeah, exactly.
It seems to be working well.
And in many ways, we're accommodating.
And there's nothing you can do. I mean, let's be honest. If somebody wants to get into a truck, loaded with explosives, driving to the... There's not a damn thing you can do about it. I mean, they just pulled down 10 terrorists who were thinking about doing something in Rio and, like, really, like, planning and plotting to do something in Rio, which, of course, makes sense. You got the Olympics. I mean, just exactly what you're talking about. I mean, you got, I don't know, one of those... Hell, the opening ceremony. You got all the athletes. You got all the people in attendance. You got all the whole world is watching. You know, so, I mean, that would be here. If I'm ISIS, I'm thinking, like, opening ceremonies. So there you go.
Right. Oh, yeah, and keep in mind, it doesn't even have to be about ISIS. The dude that shot the Dallas cops was a sovereign citizen kind of guy. American's Constitution doesn't apply to me. These are the guys that don't pay taxes because, oh, everybody doesn't know about this loophole. And it's like, no, you just don't understand how the law works.
Yeah.
But so he was a crazy sovereign citizen fight back against the government. And, you know, so Islam had nothing.
Yeah, that's just... But that's kind of an isolated incident.
Oklahoma City bombing. Oklahoma City bombing was...
Yeah, but look at
Americans.
How long ago that was. I mean, Timothy McVeigh was like 600 years ago.
The dude, they've got people shooting up abortion clinics. They've got people... The dude that attacked the church...
All right, so here's the deal.
So it's not just the Islamic. It's crazy.
Look, you're in real estate.
Yes,
Mary,
I am.
And so you can appreciate this. So I did condo development for a long time. And so here's my theory. My theory is that 30%, and I'll be a little more conservative, 20% of the people who walk this planet are just fucked out of their minds. Like, just the dumbest motherfuckers that have ever walked the planet, period, and story.
Dumb, stupid, and crazy.
Hence the Electoral College.
Because, right? So here's what happens. So you do a condo development. Let's say it's a 40-unit building, and you need 6 people for the board. Who do you think ends up on that board?
The dummies.
The crazy people. Like, you put something in their head and they lose their goddamn mind. So if you just figure, even conservatively, so 10% of the people who walk this planet are just absolutely nuts. You're talking about billions of people. I mean, that's 3 billion people on this planet? So you're talking about, you know, at least 300 million anyway that are just – that's a population the size of America running around the world that is just out of their goddamn minds.
So – M. Scott Peck, he wrote a book called People of the Lie.
People of the Lie.
Every person should read that book because it tells, he says, there are sick people walking, like mentally, like sick.
Supporting what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they are your minister. They could be your doctor.
And you never know.
You would never know.
But let me throw this in. Keep in mind, a lot of these people that are pissed off are simply hungry. And you give people food. What started the whole Syrian deal? The desertification of Syria, because the planet's getting hotter. So the farmers that lived on the outskirts can't grow food anymore. Mm-hmm. They went into the cities and said, hey, we're starving out here. Can you do something? Assad shot them up, said, "What? You know, I don't got time to deal with you." So the whole Syria deal started from people with empty bellies.
Yeah, well, and then you talk about
like potato famine in Ireland.
And there you go, right? I mean, you just got to give people – it's like the Maslow hierarchy of needs. I mean, you don't meet people at square one. How are you going to expect them to go any farther than that?
During the French Revolution, it was said you can
– Which, by the way, thank you for surviving because now you're here with us. Appreciate that.
You can make stealing a loaf of bread penalty of death, and that will not stop a father from trying to feed his hungry children.
Yeah. I mean, by the way, did you see – and I don't know if you saw Michael Moore's Invading This Country, whatever the – Where Will We Invade Next movie, that documentary. Really recommend it. Highly, highly recommend Where Will We Invade Next, because he talks about college. And in 20-something-odd countries, college is 100% free. You can go to college there 100% free. If you look at it, it's like, why on earth would you do that? Because if you have an educated society – it betters that country. People yes. come out. They are smarter. They can build companies. They can get jobs. Why wouldn't you have free college? And then exactly to Wade's point, because then you become self-sufficient. Then you can take care of yourself. And then maybe you're not so fucking angry about everything. There you go.
There you go. All wow. Right. Go Wade.
Go Wade. Thank you, Wade. All right. So we are done ranting. We'll talk to you guys next time here on Reinvention Radio.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsha, visit reinventionradio.com.